I said to you one, remember when Camille came to Nigeria, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you had?
Yeah, the same thing.
Oh, I didn't realise that. Of course. I'm hot again now. Oh, are you going out, what?
Yeah.
Send some fresh air in here. I'm just doing my report.
Yeah?
I'm just was doing a recording.
What, your steps?
No, me, just a recording of being here.
Oh,
no. No, I've only just put it on now.
Oh,
no. You sound like Pinky then.
Oh, no.
Hello, everyone. We're just out for a meal with me, Obi, my mum, sister and Ronan. We're in the Pato Lounge. You know, is it Pato Lounge or Pato Lounge?
No, it's Pato Lounge. Pato.
Well, I always call
it's
it Pato.
Pato Lounge, people.
What do you call it?
Pato. Ask the lady that works here. It is only with one T though, isn't it? But anyway.
Patch. That's Pato Lounge.
Pato Lounge.
How's your steak, mum?
Oh, how's your
steak? She didn't wait for an answer.
Yeah, she said, how's your steak? I think.
No, but she didn't wait for an answer.
Hmm?
Oh, she didn't wait for an answer.
No. Yeah, it's very nice, thank you.
Oh, I'm aware of it.
Anyway, Obi got here late, so he's having his meal now. We've all had ours. I had hot smoked salmon fish cake with poached egg, rocket, and I had chips, which are really a bit forbidden, but someone helped me eat half of them or more. God, he's off on one now.
How much money would you earn? So, depends what position you are. Front of house team members is £7.20, supervisors is £8, and then anything above that is on a salary, which is, like, obviously I don't know what the salaries are.
So,
see,
if I'm doing front of house team, £7.20, how much am I going to do in like the next 3 years? How much am I going to do 3 years? How much am I going to do hourly?
I don't know.
How long have you been here?
I was here when I first opened.
How long has it been open now? About a year and a half, is it?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah.
So you opened with them?
Yeah, no, I think it's long, yeah.
I left for 7 months and then I came back.
You like it here?
Yeah.
I'm with you, it's nice, yeah.
So, yeah, I was on £6.70 when I first started. I left and came back and was on £7.20. Then I got promoted, so now I'm on £8.
Top man.
Thank you.
How's it going?
No worries.
Anyway, everyone, he's asking because Ronan was interested in working here. Yeah, I think I do.
He's quick when he does things.
He's precise.
Yeah.
Very clean.
He's got a smile for people.
Apart from us sometimes at home.
He'd have to hold on to his temper.
He has to do that at work now. Yeah. Some of the customers get on his nerves.
I think a much nicer job actually. It's
the same money. I don't think it's
a
strenuous. It could be strenuous.
No.
I think it's harder than making beds.
Here comes what? Can
you hear
him coughing?
Yeah, here he comes.
Was that a cough or was it a habit?
I don't know if that was him or Lucy.
No, that was what, coughing
there? That sounded
like Lucy. No,
that's coughing.
What?
Coughing, it was.
Oh, it was Lucy.
I thought I sworn that was what.
It wasn't, it was Lucy. Oh. What did you think of them?
Yeah, they're all right.
Which one did you have?
Why do I have Benson?
I have Benson.
Alright, fine. Maybe they've got rat poisoning in, who knows?
Well,
or anthrax,
or.
Sometimes,
after a couple of months, they might give me
a sort of progress.
Yeah.
We just spoke to the gentleman just now. Where is it? Over there.
Peaky blind. Oh,
here. Don't
ask him again.
No, I'm just
spoke
to him just now.
He left for 7 months. He's doing it
at Oldham. He left for 7 months. He must be a supervisor, he's on £8.
I could do that too.
Is that nice, Ronan?
Lovely.
That would be the trouble, you'd have them coming in.
It'd be causing fights and...
They'd be coming in, have you got £10? When you say no, he'd...
Give
someone
another fight, don't let him shoot. Julie's thinking about that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a
set from
the bar before, remember?
I'm doing a recording.
Oh.
No, it was nothing. That was a long years ago.
Oh, Arthur Shelby.
I thought he was
coming. No, that's not Arthur's, but
here
is
Arthur. Yeah, yeah.
Arthur was the one that was...
Yeah, the big moustache, and he tried to kill himself.
That reminds me of if I'd done something like that, it would happen to me.
He's not blonde like Tom.
Everyone, I think they're talking about Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, he's
a TV series in the UK.
And John's bronze as well, you know, the younger one as well.
Yeah.
What did you have to eat, what?
Thomas.
Halloumi wrap, chips, and a cocktail.
Stuff there. And then they had coleslaw on the side. That's how nice coleslaw that is. You can tell.
Yeah, it's lovely.
That only thing with that fish cake's made me thirsty. The fish cake.
I didn't tell you at the time.
What?
But your father told me something about fish cake.
And oh, no.
I never eat fish cakes at night. It's a long time ago.
Oh, well.
You want me to tell
you? Yeah, you might as well.
And he was a little boy. His mother was throwing his fish up. It's a wet fish up. They've got, this is a long time ago. He's probably about 70 odd years ago. And they got fish cakes in the window, and he was looking at one, and he saw a worm come out of it. A brown worm, and he said, and it wiggled its head like that. And he went, "Here, Mum, look." And she came and looked at it.
Trust you to think of that.
And it wasn't a maggot, it was a worm. How did the worm get in there?
Well, I suppose it was...
It probably right. I said, put him off fish cake.
Well, it probably wasn't cooked properly.
That time I went
No, it wasn't cooked. It was
that's it. Well, what's made fish have worms?
It's an earthworm. Where did they come from?
God knows. Are you sure it wasn't a worm, like a tapeworm or something?
No, it was brown, he said.
No, we should mark it that day and they had that fish.
No, thanks.
And I
told you I didn't.
It was a fish.
Don't say it was alive.
Oh, what? There was a blue bottle and it was going like that.
Oh, no.
In its eye socket.
Oh,
right. Okay, can we change the subject now?
That's what he's doing.
And I was going to get some chicken from there and I went...
He's eating his dinner.
No, he's eating his dinner, darling.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Are you all right, darling?
Tell him my story. Let me know.
It's a tell my story. Bring it on. Is it still a beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day.
Right?
Go on.
Someone
like that. And I said, poor worm, it would have got fried, couldn't it?
Oh, trust you to think of that, Mum. Bloody hell. Poor worm, it might have got fried. No, no, no.
Did he what?
You want to hear my story?
No.
I've had your story, My turn.
What's it about?
Come on.
What's it about? Look, ask me what it's about. I mean, tell me what it's about.
That's unfair. I listened to your
story. Yeah, but
story.
Your stories are
I listened
probably...
to your own story.
If it's about Africa, it's going
to
be...
you want me to listen to my story.
Yeah, but is it about Africa?
It's about worms as well.
It's not cruel, is it?
Worms. End of story.
But she thinks worms... But she was felt sorry for a worm that was going to get fried.
No, fair deal. You told me about a worm, I'll tell you about my own worms.
Oh, I hate worms.
What worms?
I hate stomach worms, it makes me feel sick.
Someone said she got
Can you help me tell your general what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It embedded in your intestines and it come out.
There you go.
What worm?
Is that what you was going to say? Did you see it on there?
Yeah, I did.
Is that what you was going to say?
No.
Oh.
This is my own worms.
Your own worm?
You had worms?
Yeah, I did. Everyone's got worms.
Everyone's
got worms. Listen.
Yeah. They used to have worms when we were children.
See, in Nigeria, right, they tell you that you should, there's a thing called deworming. D-E.
Yeah,
deworming.
We know. Yeah, that's what you do with cats and dogs.
Child, but you beautiful. Don't seem to do that now.
Yeah, they say humans should deworm as well. Yeah. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Now, I'm growing up, I'm eating a whole lot of food. I could eat a whole lot of food. Listen, you need to check your worms. You've got a lot of worms. That's why you're eating a whole lot. That's what the doctor said.
Well, you
to
probably
me.
Have got them now then.
No, hold up. That's what the doctor said to me.
No,
so
happy.
I said, I'm happy. I want to deworm myself.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor. They gave me some drugs to deworm myself. And,
how old were you, Brian?
Probably 15, probably 14. I was quite young. And then they said, deworm yourself. So I would love to deworm myself. So they gave me the drugs.
Crackers.
I was happy. I wanted to see what it's going to be like. I had the drugs. They have two types of drugs. The ones that will kill the worms, and then you don't even see them.
No, that's what you do that with animals sometimes.
And then the ones that you actually see the worms coming
out
of
you.
I said, that's the one I want.
Did you take a photograph?
No, I could have taken a photograph. There was no phones then. Yeah. So I said, I want the ones that I could see the one coming out of my ass. That's the one I want.
I hope no one's eating there.
So I took the drugs. The first day I was doing a poop, I was checking, I couldn't see it. The next day, nothing. I told my dad, I said, the doctor scammed us. Something's wrong. I haven't seen the worms yet. So they rang the doctor. The doctor said,
the bloke's behind us.
Yeah, he's not worms. Anyways,
so what happened on the third day?
The third day, my father rang the doctor and said, my son is complaining. He hasn't seen the worms yet. I wanted to see the worms. And then, I think it was the fourth or the fifth day, I was pooping worms.
You were?
Yeah. You know, this is the part of it.
All right, keep your voice down a bit.
Right, it's just worms.
Nothing else?
The worms coming out.
Yeah.
And it gets stuck. Now, I have like four worms stuck in my ass. They were hanging down on my gut. I'm running around like, get it out.
Oh, no. Now, they were alive.
I don't know if they were alive, but they were hanging out. They couldn't come out. So that's get a gloves and pull it out.
Oh, you are disgusting. This whole conversation is...
That's all right. I mean, you don't need to have to listen, do you?
So was that it? Did they come out?
Yeah, they came out. And they chucked it. So I did tell you about the woman. You said they don't do it in the UK. That's what you said to
me. No, I did not. I said
I sworn you said that.
So. I said most people don't need to have it done. That's not very common.
Well, you, not because, these days, because you don't, I think the food is all prepared and not...
It's when you eat meat that's not cooked properly and things like that.
And people know that now, don't they?
People didn't know it then. I mean, when Ronan was little, someone thought they saw something in his toilet. And I did go to the doctors, and we did all take tablets. Yeah. But I don't think we had them. We just did it as a precaution. They said if one person has to take it, everyone has to do it. So we did. Even me. Poor bloke over there eating his food.
You can't hear us.
What?
I've got an African accent. You can't even hear what I'm saying.
Okay. You've got an African accent, right?
Well, you can't hear me.
I can.
Well, he can't.
She wonders she not know. I'm not counting.
What's that like? Is it nice?
Yeah.
Is that Shannon or is it her cousin?
Shannon. She put a reunion.
See the reunion?
My beautiful cars.
You see the reunion?
Look. My beautiful
cars. Yeah, no, that's Amy Costa.
Amy Costa's put that on.
Is Amy one of the twins?
What's that channel?
Is Amy. Where you would have had my kids? Shirley's
children.
Is that lonely? Shirley's children.
Shirley's children, I think. And it one of the twins? Amy.
Yeah, Jamie Powell.
Jamie Powell gay?
Yeah, he's really good looking.
And?
He's really good looking.
What was his brother called? Joe. Yeah. Jamie was the younger one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He said that died, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Did he commit suicide?
Oh.
Their mum was named Lisa, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a lollipop lady.
She was a funny woman.
Yeah.
She was quite manly.
Yeah.
I remember her voice was quite deep.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about Shannon? Amy, she's one of them Shirley's twins, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shannon put me on Instagram yesterday.
She put...
Yeah, they're all tagged in the school reunion.
What, on the Facebook Messenger group?
I think so.
Are you on that?
Yeah, I got tagged. Scott Price tagged it.
Oh, when are you having the
reunion? The only one that wasn't tagged was Shannon Costa. So Amelia tagged her in it and no one's replied.
No one's took it any further.
Or, no.
Dear.
I was so confused.
What, Cooper's?
Reunion.
Oh, midfield.
Why am I taking this? I couldn't believe it.
When is it? Well, we've got reunion.
I like that. I think it's nice.
We're having Chorley Wood reunion.
That's lovely. Lloyd always goes to
it. Well, we're having ours at the stall. It's a retirement.
Scott Price done it, I think.
Are you coming, Ronan?
You're not
having
it's
it.
Where? Chorley
Wood.
Oh, it's Chorley Wood?
Yeah.
I thought that was a nursing home.
It is. It's a retirement home. It's not a nursing home.
Oh.
Do you want to come? But it's going on all the trains and everything. But we're going. I mean,
I can't be not. Would it be underground as well? I can't.
Well, it is underground. Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I think. Well, I don't
know.
I don't like escalators much, but Julia's coming and Laura's going. There's quite a lot of people going that are younger than me, but. You're coming, aren't you, darling?
Say that again.
You're coming, aren't you, darling?
When?
24th of March.
Remind me a little bit.
I will.
Remind me in the morning.
Behave yourself. What was I going to say about the school thing? Oh, about Shannon. Did you see her post on there about me Bonnie Blue? Oh. I love me Bonnie Blue. She's better than any family or anything.
Oh, yeah. She's very sensible in some respects, and in others, she's always about...
People, yeah, and like snakes that. In the grass and all
she's
that.
She's always putting photographs of herself on there. She must really love herself. Constantly.
Me Bonnie Blue.
Myself,
I haven't heard back from Connor.
The only
other thing I can think of is maybe she likes
them because they live together,
and also because she's at university and she wants people to know that she's not available.
Both of those having really good jobs, I think, yeah.
Oh, they will. They're that type of person, yeah. Both of them.
She's probably going to be designing for films. And he's going to go places as well. You always said that, didn't you, about
him? Because every time he gets a new job, he goes a step up.
Yes. Without much effort.
No.
Really. You never used to try hard for your exams, did you?
If I'd have tried hard, I would have done a lot better, yeah. But I'd passed them all. But it all started with Connor from the Red Cross shop. I went with him because he didn't want to go to volunteer. And then he liked it, and he used to go 6 days a week because it wasn't open Sundays then.
Yeah.
And then that turned into a job, and then it went from there.
Are they open Sundays then?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they are, but they weren't then. I don't know if they are now.
Slow and steady. grounding yourself.
There must be a reason why we're all failures.
Thanks, Mum.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, go on, what did you say?
She said there must be a reason why we're all failures.
I'm a failure.
Who's a failure? I'm not a failure.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm not talking about you. You've done well. You've never been out of work for you.
I think it's because we don't love ourselves.
Yeah, I don't believe in. I do more now. than I used to. You know, I mean, all right, I'm only cleaning, but
you've got your self-respect,
don't you? Yeah, I don't know if anyone wants to look at me. I'd fucking knock them out. Look down at me while I was doing it. I'd tip all the shit out of the house, mate, and say, here you go, clean it yourself.
Happy days.
I want to.
How was your dinner?
I think I don't know who said it, but either your mum or Lucy, one person said it. You know, say you don't believe in yourself.
I said it.
Well, did you say that?
Just now I said it.
I think it's very difficult for me to understand that, sorry.
Because he loves himself.
I don't understand how you can't believe in yourself.
I believe in myself, but nobody else believes in me.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it does, because...
Okay. You can take that one.
What your income is and everything.
Thank you.
You see, if you believe in yourself, people will believe in you. Yeah, that's it.
If you believe in yourself, if you love yourself, that sets a standard for people. Loving yourself, treating yourself nicely, that sets a standard for people to treat you.
I don't believe in myself.
I love myself too much.
No, I don't love myself.
Oh, you don't love yourself too much.
I do.
But you need to pay to puff.
I really do.
I'm going to strangle you with
this scarf. If you don't treat me right, yeah. 5 feet away you treat me is not right.
He feels the way we treat him isn't right.
The way we treat you is
no, it's if he feels that someone isn't treating him right.
It's either I have a straight, honest conversation with you, or if it's Mel, I just go quiet.
He sulks.
Because... if I tell you what I think you won't understand, I will not say anything about it.
Give you give.
I can't understand. Sorry, I can't.
I understand. I mean, you've got to love. I mean, I've always loved myself.
Oh, God. He's always loved himself.
Not in terms of making up and all that. It's about treating yourself. I'm very happy with myself.
I'm not unhappy
with myself.
Before I came here today, when I got out of the bathroom today, I felt too good.
Yeah.
Too good. I opened the bathroom door and I said, it's a beautiful day, I'm going to have a lovely day today. It's about loving yourself. It's not vanity, it's about respecting yourself. It's about respecting yourself.
I don't just like myself. I don't promote myself.
You don't have to promote yourself.
You see, but you do without meaning to. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
You do promote yourself.
I do to a point because I'm...
You see, I think...
You have to.
I think some people...
People laugh and they're... You know what I mean? And they'll always remember me, even if it's in a
bag. Well, I mean...
Maybe money.
You gotta love yourself, you have to. If you go to London Bridge today and you say, you know Obi, they will say, they don't know Obi. But if you ask someone that said, you know, beautiful day, they will understand that part.
Tell them what happened when you went home to Nigeria, when you went home to your hometown.
No, that's different.
That to close the roads.
Well, because they were so pleased.
Yeah, that to divert all the traffic. There was about 100 people out there to welcome him.
Oh, God.
And they had chairs in the middle of the road all sitting down. It was like a party, like a street party.
No.
And he had to do a speech, didn't you? I said he should have videoed it. And they're all saying, happy morning, beautiful day.
It's not made him any money.
You have to love yourself. You can't.
I think if you could take that to, what could you do? If you can make people laugh and make people look at yourself like you've got a character,
You see, Lucy, you see what you're saying right now about making people laugh? I think you've got that.
Hmm?
I think making people laugh, I think you've got that. See, I don't make people laugh. You see why when I went to Nigeria, I had friends from way back. It's about reliability, it's about realness, it's about I don't talk behind your back, I tell you in your face. And then we sorted out right there. See, I went somewhere last night, and we're talking now, and they said, what have you got to offer, you know, on the table? And I said, I've got two skills, honesty and reliability. They go a whole lot of money and all that. It's about being real, about being who you are.
But some people, you know, I mean, he has got quite a lot of charisma, I think, and that's why people like him, you see. But you have.
It's like
he's got a presence.
And yeah, it's always had people.
And he has, in a way, as well.
Yes, definitely.
I can't help laughing at the old bloke. Lucy and the old bloke always really make me laugh. I can't help it. I have to laugh at the old bloke, even though I know he's a bastard at times, but he is quite funny. He used to be, I don't know.
I say he really, and I don't mean to, but because I'm not crude, but just,
cool. No, I'm only joking.
No, it's just...
Down to earth.
I think if like people come out of my house, like John, and goes on about money, as soon as they come in that door, I'll ground you. Don't talk about what you've got. Be real. And I say to John, he goes, look at him, he's not got a job. I said, hold on a minute, this time last year you didn't have a job. So who are you to point your finger at people? You know what I mean? Don't come here with being
flat. That makes a lot of sense, look at that.
Don't point fingers, because when you point one finger, the other, this one's here, I point at you. You can't point fingers. I'm saying that if you point one finger at someone like that,
someone's pointing it back at you.
No, this one, two, three here is pointing right at you. They're saying you, that one there.
Yeah, they're pointing. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes. Did you have a drink for you?
I got a drink.
What is it?
It's beer and brandy. That's what I drink.
That's why it comes to so much. That's Steve, anyway, I'm not complaining, I'm not joking. Does anyone want another drink or anything?
I'll have another
cocktail. I'd like a lemonade.
Drink some me now.
Oh, me? I don't drink. Oh, yeah.
Pull it back. You can have a big bottle of brand if you want.
I'll have a wine spritzer then. I'll eat this.
Are you getting it?
I'm getting it.
What, can I have lemonade? Mum, what do you want?
All right,
thanks.
That's all cigarette money coming. From Lucy.
Yeah.
I'll have another
soya
latte.
Soya latte.
I'm not going to go over there because I won't remember it all. All right. Hello.
No, you've got to go over there.
Gentlemen. Hello.
You have to go up to the bar.
Having a good day today?
Oh, no, it is, guys.
Do me a favour, please. I'm meant to go to the bar very quickly. Can you just take the
whole
water?
I can't
play
over there.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
80
bucks.
Yeah, but it's the way this is it. See, I could do that. It's the way you approach people. I can't explain it. Like when we was on holiday and then Nigerian folks were trying to flog us stuff. And they'd go,
the Del Boys.
Yeah.
Del Boys, they get out past me and go, €20. And I look at him and I go, I said,
thank you, sir.
I put my hand in his, yeah, and I went like this. And I went,
I'd like lemonade, please.
Lemonade, large one?
No, whatever the other size is.
Just a small one.
Yeah.
Who's
paying
for this? Because you're going to pay for it now. He is. I'm having them. The cheapest beer. That's
beer.
What do you want, Mum?
I'll have a soy latte, that size, please.
What do you two want?
Come on.
I still can't see.
Maybe you're going out.
Don't put that stuff in your eyes anymore. Oh, he's having one shot now.
Two Bloody Marys, please.
Two Bloody... Oh.
Excuse me?
What's it got in it? Tomato juice,
Worcester sauce and vodka, isn't it?
Vodka, lemon juice, celery bitters, and Tabasco, black pepper and salt.
As long as you've got stretches, you've got that stretches on the taste.
Well, it sounds absolutely disgusting to me.
Oh, that's spicy.
Not very spicy, do it?
Not very.
No, you don't have too much black pepper.
Not too high, not too small.
Not too much, just in between.
Thank you. You better go up and
pay.
Thank you.
I won't be ready.
You'll be drunk. You'll be asleep, guy. Hey, what are you talking about?
I'm
alright,
I'm asleep.
But we've got to get home.
I know, and I've got to go in there next door before I go and get two things of dog food with some conditioner.
I've got to get some wheat bits in the garden and get
that in there next door. Where's that? The Home Bargains? What? Oh, don't wear. I don't know how you could wear it. I've not worn a jumper this winter. I wear things like this or even shorter.
Yeah, you've got quite a good sort of central heating, haven't
you? No, but even when I'm out, Mum, I can't stand it being hot.
No, I can't.
Cannot bear it. When I go to the dialysis, I
have my window
open
all night.
So do I. I've took both of them. And me. Yeah. When I go to the dialysis unit, it's so hot in there. It makes me feel ill, the dialysis unit.
Oh,
it's awful. I'll get used to it after a while, but when I first go in there, I find it really stressful. I start yawning and all that.
Your blood pressure's still a problem?
No. Mm. Well, it is sometimes. When I come home yesterday, it was 100 over 61, but...
Well, that's
high all.
At the bottom.
No, it's not. It's fine. 100 over 61?
Oh, no, 61. 100
is
quite low,
isn't it? Yeah, it is. I come home with it 97 the other day. It has been. The top one's been 60 before, and that's dangerous. And the other day when I stood up, they have to do it before you go home, it was 105 over 28.
Oh my God.
And I felt really ill. I had to sit down. I felt sick. I thought I was going to faint. My ears all went funny. And brains was only went. He didn't realise. He went 105 over 28, and I went what? Because he doesn't know about blood. And because he did it for me, and the nurse came over and she went, oh dear, I think you better sit down. 105 over 28, right?
Yeah.
It does go down sometimes.
It is. It's
like
inspirational, do you know what I mean?
He's got a lot of
personality.
He has. He's got a lot of get up and go, do you know what I mean?
When I wish I had a personality like that. I'm a very humdrum, boring person.
Oh, no, well, I think I am. That's how I think of myself.
No. And I mean, I think I must be horrible. Margaret's
so... Margaret's... She's been a bitch.
Yeah, I went on that one. It's a security record.
I don't know why she's like that. She's no... You know,
never ever.
What's your girlfriend about?
Selfish. Doesn't speak very nicely about family.
That's only because I said that you and your family don't have very many bloody ones, do you? But it's just true.
Not me, it's not. I always work for mine. La 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 la. I came the other day, and I took Tosh out and Freckles out.
Yeah, I know.
Took that.
Oh no, it's going to be.
Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
I know it's not every day, but
yeah.
It's still. But anyway.
His drink's arrived, hasn't it? I can smell it. Thank you. Where?
That's more than yours, what you should be
having. Well, yeah, I know it is, but. I didn't have a cup of tea this morning. I didn't drink since.
It's right up to the top there.
I haven't drunk since yesterday. I had a few mouthfuls of tea this morning. Then I had that little cup of tea, so it's all right.
Yeah, you won't be drinking
today, not much. Only not when I take my tablets. If I drink all that, I might not even drink all that.
Yeah, what else? So what did you have the argument about?
Sue had phoned me up Monday morning to say she wasn't going down to the Nugent, because we used to go down to the Nugent, and then they used to go on to Tesco, and I used to come home. And she said, I'm only going to Tesco, so I said, well, I don't think I'll come then. She said, I don't feel all that great today, so I said, but I see her after, I'll let you know. Well, I'm definitely not going to go out today. Okay, bye. Hello. Did you leave a message? Yeah, it's kind of a bit cool in here now.
I was hot when I came in. It might just because I got this cold drink. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
What?
Are you drunk? No.
It still was opposite of that. Enough Premier.
Huh? Oh, Premier Inn.
I did a joke in the toilet.
You did what? What? No, don't do things like that, darling. What are you doing? It's not going to hurt anyone, is it? Darling, you're a bit old for pranks. What, on somebody? Is it done now?
I'll tell you about it, right? Okay. See the toilets?
Yeah.
People in there, people check toilets. I mean, you check it all the time.
Yeah. What do you mean, like a list of things?
When you check, I've been there for a time.
Yeah.
How many times have I meant to be there? 12 o'clock. They haven't been there. Family. I think maybe it's 2 or 3 o'clock, something like that. They haven't been there. The time that I've gone through already, they haven't checked the toilet. They haven't checked it all the time. And when they check, they have to sign their name, JB.
Yeah.
With their initials.
Yeah.
And 12 o'clock hasn't been there. 3 o'clock haven't been there. I've signed JB, JB on 12 o'clock. When nigga comes to go check around 3 o'clock, come around 4 to come check and say, I've been there. You see that I've signed his name already.
He's going to know that someone has. Someone knows that he hasn't been there. Oh, it's nothing. It's only harmless. I thought it was going to be something like you sealed, you put a tripwire over the door or something. No. I know you wouldn't do anything stupid like that. But
I'll sign his name.
It's probably not in today.
Yeah, he's been here today. But I think I've been there. I'm not sure. Channel 11 or something like that. I've been there already.
He's going to have a shop.
Oh, he hasn't been there for 12. JB. Initially signed there for 10. JB. He might have a little sheet that comes to do the other part of it.
How do you know that they're meant to be there at 12 and 2?
There's a time when you need to sign it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's going on? It might be a little sheet coming to sign it. Yeah. JB. Yeah, JB signed for me already.
Oh, well. All 80s music on in here, aren't they? 80s music on in here.
What's your drink, what?
Have your drinks come? What?
Have your drink come, what?
Have your drinks come yet?
No,
your drink
it's gone slightly spicier than that.
Oh, there it is. One slightly spicier than
it has black pepper in it.
Thank you very much.
What one are you going to give me?
Well, I hope we are not going to have to carry you home.
Vladimir is not very alcoholic, is it?
No, it's got vodka in it, though.
Just a little bit.
I don't think it... It sounds disgusting to me. When I used to drink cocktails, I liked sweet ones. Like daiquiri. Is that what it tastes like? Well, vodka doesn't really taste of anything, does it?
Well, it tastes like boobs.
No, tomato juice. Boobs!
Juice.
I thought you said boobs.
I thought you said tomato boobs.
Tomato boobs? What are they?
That's what Lucy said just now.
Don't say you don't like it.
You've got to drink it now.
What did he say?
If you don't, he will, probably. I don't want that.
Wow, on the dump. Just dump it on him.
Yeah, anything alcoholic. Down the hatch.
No.
Yeah, Peaky Blinded, have you never said those tomato sauce in this book?
It's not tomato sauce, it's Worcester sauce.
It's tomato juice.
And lemon juice. It's tomato juice, lemon juice, Worcester sauce.
Worcester sauce, tomato sauce, vodka.
Black pepper.
Salt in it.
It hasn't. I don't think it hasn't.
It has.
Well, that's not what he said.
It's
said black pepper.
Tabasco and probably just tomato juice.
Yeah, well, vodka's the only alcoholic thing, isn't it?
Vodka and pulp.
Probably not.
Is it pulp?
Probably only about that much.
Probably about a teaspoonful.
It's got a hint of cocaine in it. You know?
Shut up. No, it hasn't. It's when you start drinking. Why you get so drunk on cocktails is because when you keep trying different ones and then they all mix up together.
About three more.
No, you're not. How much are they?
I don't know.
It's probably about £7.
Is it £9?
You probably got the spicy one.
No, £7 and 5p.
How much was that round of drinks?
How much?
£26 or £27.
£27 it was altogether. Well, yours must have been quite dear.
I had one shot.
Mine's the cheapest, probably. And that, and general.
See, in the UK, if you go have a drink or eat with people, if you go have a drink, you eat with people, friends or family, everyone's got to pay and pay and everyone's got to pay and all that. In Nigeria, one person pays the whole thing.
One person does everything.
Yeah, what about you eat, what about you drink?
Mind your elbow.
One person just pays for everything.
You pay for everything else then?
Yeah, I know, take it easy.
We've already paid. Take it easy.
I know. I mean, I begin to get used to the culture here, but the way I know how I was done, for each drink right now, I'll pay for everything.
And then next time...
You don't have, it's not an obligation. You don't have to even pay next time. If I have more money than you next time, I still pay.
Yeah.
You don't owe me.
Yeah.
You'll have a nice choice of blokes out there.
Yeah.
When you go like that, it doesn't seem thick, but when it goes down quite thick.
Tomato juice makes it thick.
Take money more seriously in this country. But when I'm on the railway, I say to someone, someone comes to me and I say, I want to do a pee. It's over there, it's just 50 pence, 50p. So, oh no, that's all right, I'll check the pub. 50p.
It's not really, is it?
No, it's free.
He winds people up and tells them it's 50p to go to the toilet.
I think people think to go to the toilet should be free.
Well, it is.
Like, don't worry about it, I'm going to go. I'm just joking.
No, I know. That's why they say spend a penny, isn't it? Yeah. Well, some places it isn't, but Victoria Station, you have to pay. I think it's about £1.
Or 50p.
They did it when we went to Greece at Lanzarote, me and Mila were in this restaurant.
Well, I remember when we were going with you somewhere, brother. We ducked under the barriers. Do you remember? I climbed over them.
And I said to him, the woman, the hostess there, I said, can I use the toilet? She said, yeah. They said, go in the toilet. So I went in there and I came out and the bloke went like that. And I went, what's that for? He went, you've been to the toilet for €10. €10?
€10
to use your toilet. €10? Not €10, 10 cents. I said, you should have told me that when I came in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have used it.
That's why they started locking that toilet over in Burger King, because everyone kept going in there to use it and not staying in there.
She's got €50.
Up that way.
Yeah,
it's on this side.
So on Notting Hill Carnival Day, people use their houses for toilet and they charge you to use the Notting Hill Carnival. 50p, £1, whatever the charge, you got to pay.
Well, do you want any of them in your house? I wouldn't. Not when they're all drunk and God knows doing God knows what. Yeah, that and all the drugs and that they'd be doing up there, because the police can't do anything about it that day, can they? This is Shinky's finger. What, in Cotmondine?
No,
what's that?
Isn't it?
Is it not?
So what's she saying?
Post office isn't here.
It's now.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
What's that going to be then?
Good.
Yes. Oh, it's not anymore.
Yeah, my favourite place has gone.
Why? Why is that?
Primark. Restaurant.
Not another restaurant.
No.
What?
Well,
Primark.
No.
Wetherspoon. You're
joking.
What?
What? I don't know if I
can.
What did she say?
The post office is going to be in Smith's.
Smith.
And there's going to be another Wetherspoon's where the post office was.
Where, in Cobbendon?
Yeah. No, here.
Answer it. It's not coming up.
Mine does.
Well, there's one Wetherspoon already down
no.
there.
No. I don't know if it's
true. Doesn't even make sense, does it?
Doesn't make
sense. There are two Wetherspoons in one street.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe it. So is the post office gone yet, or is it still here?
That's what it said on Orpington Gossip. Did you know, anybody know that the post office is in Orpington High Street? And
But it wouldn't make sense. There's one Wetherspoon over there already.
Maybe that bit's wrong.
W.H. Smith. It's in Smith now, because it did. That's what happened.
W.H. Smith, here. It's where?
Opposite here.
Yeah?
That's where the post office is.
That's what they did in Bromley.
Well, sorry, let me try and understand you. So the post office will not be here. Mine. Sorry, will not be here anymore.
Well, don't use that email
anymore.
But has it already moved?
It's moved already.
Smith.
It's going to be over there.
But is it there already?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello. It's there already. So what's going to be in
Wetherspoons?
Wetherspoons. No, this is what I'm saying.
But that might be wrong.
So what will be in this two? There's one.
Yeah, but darling, it might be wrong. But it might be wrong.
It might be wrong.
That bit might be a rumor.
You can't have two Wetherspoons in one street. Doesn't even make sense.
Well, no.
Perhaps they're going to close that one down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Unless they close that one down. Yeah, well, so what would they put down there? What would be in there?
Well, it could be anything.
I mean, I don't know.
I can't
it might not be right.
It might be another pub. It might not be Wetherspoons.
All right, let's see what comes up there.
I don't know.
Well, but it's not going to be very nice walking to the bus stop with everyone standing outside smoking, isn't it?
What do you want to do?
Like they do down there.
Oh,
I see what you mean,
though. Was it in my email address then?
They said there was queues.
Can't
you change it to my new one?
For the cash machine.
Because they've not got the cash machine outside anymore.
No,
hello.
Hello. Yeah. Mary.
Hello.
Hello, nigga.
Man.
What happened to your hair, Louis?
My clock stopped chiming.
Is that what happened to his hair?
Bob.
What happened to your hair, Louis?
Huh?
Louis, what happened to your hair? What happened to your hair? What happened to your hair? What happened to your hair, Louis?
Thank you.
Wait, your general, Nan said you had an electric shock. Tell him what you just said. Tell him what you just said.
I think he heard.
Nan.
Lloyd's
here. Oh, he's not.
He is.
Don't muck about.
Joking.
Oh, don't. You better be.
Lloyd's here.
No, he's not.
He is here.
I thought he's on a course today.
Yeah, look at him coming there.
Liar.
Oh,
don't even.
Mummy,
back to this. Nancy, back to this going to die, Lloyd. All right, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
I'm going to leave this job anyway. All right, love.
All right. Take your glider, boy.
I'm glad that you used to go at the gym. He was absolutely huge. Huge. Like a muscle. He's good. Tell me your aunt, he's good.
Yeah, brother.
That's what I'm talking about. And we was like,
who's that?
I can't believe it. This bloke that used to go at the gym.